This is the second part in a two-part series, in which we seek to identify the various types of intimacy we can experience as human persons. There are also ways in which God seeks to deepen our relationship with Him, encountering us in these moments. Crisis intimacy. This relates to coping with problems and pain. This is inevitable in our journey, and sharing it with someone creates a unique bond, as they are often very raw moments when we find ourselves in need of our brothers and sisters. Emotional intimacy. Being on the same wavelength, sharing deeply on an emotional level, exposes our true selves. Intellectual intimacy. So that intellectual capacity refers to our faculties of reason, knowledge and understanding, judging and deciding. Sharing ideas, study, what we think, is another way of connecting with others around us. Physical intimacy. This vital aspect of touch, so important in the development of us as persons. It is a fundamental way in which we encounter each other and can be critically life-giving, particularly for children, the elderly, the isolated, the sick or the dying. In relation to God's interaction with us, something to consider is the mystical union made known by many of the saints, which point to a level of spiritual ecstasy beyond what we experience here on earth. Spiritual intimacy. This points to the awareness of we, the interconnectedness of humanity, particularly on a spiritual level. It includes the sharing of what God is doing in our life, either in small groups or with a spiritual guide or mentor. Recreational intimacy. This is the fun and play which as adults we can neglect amidst our responsibilities. And finally, work intimacy. The sharing of common tasks. This includes around the home, family, church, and on a broader scale, mission and evangelization. The condition of intimacy is vulnerability. At its core, this means the capacity to be wounded. This was modelled perfectly by Jesus, wounded on every level for our sake, that we might be redeemed. Being vulnerable at an appropriate level is about showing up and being seen, something we greatly desire, to be deeply known and loved, yet at the same time something we greatly fear. But we must risk being seen if we wish to go deeper. Vulnerability and authenticity are preludes to fullness of life. You might consider these various ways of intimacy and ask some questions around which you are celebrating in your life at the moment. And with whom? Which ways would you like to explore that may have been forgotten or neglected? Which are important for key relationships in your life? And which area is God reaching out to you?